Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Racism, A Beginner's Guide, written by Alana Lenton and read by Rodney Gardner. Racism is a political phenomenon rather than a mere set of ideas. To analyze racism, we must go beyond the texts of the racial scientists and philosophers. Instead, we must look at how certain political conditions during particular historical contexts led to some of the ideas proposed by racial theorists being integrated into the political practices of nation-states. This chapter focuses on racism as both a political idea and a practice with effects on policy. Racism is taken to be a modern phenomenon and inherently a Western one. These three aspects, the political nature of racism, its modernity, and its grounding in the history of the West, are fundamental to understanding racism's continuing hold over contemporary Western societies. Revealing the political foundations of racism is particularly important today. The end of the era of decolonization, of Jim Crow, and of apartheid in South Africa, and the establishment of immigration societies across most of the West, has led to the shattering of many of the taboos that surrounded racism. Cultural relativism, once an anti-racist tool of the well-meaning left wing, has been turned on its head. Cultural relativists aim to show that non-European peoples were equal but different to Europeans, and that their supposed lack of progress was merely due to the historical chance, as the anthropologist Claude Lévi-Strauss put it in 1975, that the Industrial Revolution took place in the West. Today, non-Europeans are portrayed as being equally able to exert force as Europeans. Indeed, they are commonly envisioned as posing a greater threat because, while they have the capacity to damage the West, they are said not to have the level of civility to evaluate the consequences of their actions.